In today's gospel, Christ teaches that nothing is more important than listening to him. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus entered a village where a woman whose name was Martha welcomed him. She had a sister named Mary who sat beside the Lord at his feet listening to him speak. Martha, burdened with much serving, came to him and said, "Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me by myself to do the serving? Tell her to help me." The Lord said to her in reply, "Martha, Martha, you are anxious and worried about many things. There is need of only one thing. Mary has chosen the better part, and it will not be taken from her." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Well, good morning, everyone. How are we all doing today? Nice day, right? I'm going to ask a question, as I do a lot of times, right? So, like myself, how many here like to plan out to the T, to the time, their entire weekend? Oh, yeah. I am a stickler for time, and my weekends especially have to be perfectly planned. During the week, I can't really plan it because my job, it's like it can change at a minute's notice. But on the weekends, I have my exact routine. As you all know, I've said many times, you know, on Saturdays, market basket by 6:45, home by 7:20, unpacked, all groceries put away by 7:30, outside by 8:00, doing my yard work. Don't bother me till noontime, then we can talk about what's going on after that. I'm a stickler for time, and I like my weekends planned. Sunday, come to church, go home, have lunch, go to my wife's aunt's house, be home by 6. The weekend's over. I'm done. It's all planned. Don't mess with it. It's even worse on a weekend that I'm preaching, right? On a Saturday, I have the 4:00, and Sunday the 8:10. If I have the 4:00 mass on Saturday, forget it. Don't even try to interrupt my day. I have to be in the shower by 2:00, out of the shower by 2:30. That gives me 45 minutes to sit and contemplate, and I'm out the door at 3:15, and I'm here. Don't mess with my Saturday. Well, this week, it messed with my Saturday. So at the beginning of the week, my wife was having troubles with her tires, and I looked at him. I said, "You need new tires." So Monday morning, I get on, and I schedule an appointment to get her new tires. And the only appointment was for Saturday that was available because she's going to Ohio next week and needs the car. I said, "All right, I'll take it. What time?" I go online, 9:00. That's not too bad. That won't interrupt my day too bad. So I booked the appointment. 15 minutes later, I get an email from the place. 9:00 was taken. We're moving you to 11. Well, at first I was like, well, why the was it in there for 9:00, you know? But I said, all right, 11, I can still work with that. Tuesday, I get a call, or my wife gets a call from my daughter. "Can you take the kids this weekend on Saturday? We got to discuss some finances, and we need some time alone without interruption. Can you take the kids for the day?" I'm like, oh, great. I love my grandkids. I love my daughter and my son-in-law, but now it's just messing with my Saturday even more, right? There goes that schedule. How am I going to get the car there and dropped off? If we get the kids, we're going to switch car seats. We're going to take two cars. Oh, what a mess. So we do that. You know, we told my daughter lovingly, we'll take the kids. So we pick them up Saturday morning at, now I'm rushing now because we got to pick the kids up at 7:30. That means my market basket schedule's all off. Pick up the kids at 7:30, go to breakfast, go back home, get the car, drop it off early so that it can be there for 11:00, pick up the kids again, and we're off to Mel's in Litchfield. Anybody ever hear of Mel's in Litchfield? Great place. You know, we had a ball. I was baking in the sun, but the kids were happy. We do all that, and we're in Litchfield. Now, mind you, my anxiety level is, you know, when I dropped the car off, I said, I need this car by 1:30. I got church. The guy didn't care if I got church or not. I said, I need the car by 1:30. Well, it takes longer. We can have it ready about 2:30. I'm like, okay, what am I going to do, right? No problem. So we go off with the kids again, like I said, to Mel's, having a great time. But wouldn't you know it, around 12 o'clock, I get a phone call, pick up the phone, my cell phone. It's the place where I dropped the car off. I'm like, great. I said, you know what this means? I need brakes. I need a transmission. I need, you know, something that's going to take 90 years longer. So the guy says, Mr. LeDuc? I said, yes. Your car's ready. I'm like, are you kidding me? It's 11:45. I was like, so happy. Your car's ready. You know, you can come get it any time. I'm like, okay, we'll be there still around 2 o'clock because we got the grandkids and we have them for the day. My daughter texts my wife, we're all done talking and we miss the kids. Can you bring them home? Sure can. Day's getting better, you know. I'm back on track. I love my grandkids. Don't get me wrong. I really do. And I was very happy to take them and do that for my daughter and my son-in-law. So we bring them home and everything like that, and now I'm getting ready for church. You know, I'm on schedule. We picked up the car. It's in the driveway. The kids are where they belong. I'm at home. It's now 1:15, 1:30. I have a half hour to spare. Back on track. Perfect. Well, as I'm preparing, and I'm getting ready to go into the shower and get ready for Mass and everything like that, I had a thought of what just happened. Now, mind you, any other person would have said, whew, you were lucky that day. I said, yeah, I was pretty lucky, back on schedule. But I wasn't lucky. I wasn't lucky. I was blessed. I was blessed by God in that very moment. He knew my anxiety. He knew what I was going through. And he knew because my wife and I served my daughter and son-in-law in their need, that he blessed me with what I was worried about. And he took care of it. A small blessing, nothing major fell from the sky as a great miracle, but it was truly a blessing. And it reminded me of Abraham and Sarah. They welcomed three strangers. They served them lovingly because they wanted to and because they knew it's what we are called to do as Christians, to serve one another. And what happened when they served lovingly and willingly? They were blessed by God with a child. It was a blessing. And that's how I saw it. I was not lucky. I was blessed. No matter how small, it was still a blessing. Now, how do we know when we're receiving a blessing from God? How do we know? How can we be sure that it's not just luck, as the world would see it? How do we see it as God-loving people? By sitting at the feet of Jesus Christ, as Mary did. Mary sat at the feet of Christ to listen to his word, to get to know him, and in knowing him, Jesus himself has told us, if you know me, you know the Father. And if you know the Father, then you know when you're receiving a blessing. So sitting at the feet of Jesus, just as Mary did. Now, the world is filled with anxiety, right? We all have anxiety. Not just me in that story, but I'm sure everybody has a story like that. We're anxious, always wanting to do. We want to serve each other because that's what we're called to do. And we're filled with anxiety just as Martha was. We have to find a balance. We have to find a balance as Christians. between what we're called to do in serving one another and how to accomplish that without anxiety, without worry. And the way to do that is to do as Mary did and sit at the feet of Jesus and get to know him and listen to him. And when we do that, then we can serve lovingly to each other. And when we serve lovingly to each other, then we were blessed every day. Every day we are blessed because we do what we're called to do. When we serve not to receive blessings, we don't serve one another and say, hey, I took care of Jim today, where's my blessing? We're called to serve each other out of love. And without recognition, and without expecting a blessing. But when we get to know God, then we know when we're being blessed. And when we know we're being blessed, that is the greatest feeling. That realization that it's not just luck, but it's truly a blessing. It's truly a blessing from God in the little, in the large things. So continue to serve one another as we're called to do. Continue to serve one another out of love. But also continue to know the Father by sitting at the feet of Jesus and listening to his word, so that when we are blessed on that day, we will come to know it. God bless.